Sage Janaka was meditating what great yogi. And that is what I call the letter Rishi. Yes, Rishi is the great yogi. He was meditating. And suddenly a pupil of his appeared very agitated and said, "Oh, Janaka, by the way, Janaka was not only an also he was the king too."
Yes.
Because there was a lot of kings ascetics, of warriors ascetics, but not only of Brahmans ascetics, who lived in forests and jungles. And he started crying and shouting, Oh teacher, the capital of your kingdom is Abhilas. Ideka is the name of that city. It's ablaze. It's burning. Well, quick, we have to save the capital. We have to save. What? My capital is ablaze. My kingdom is in fire. Nothing is ablaze. Which whole world may go ablaze. But that remains what is here. Yes? J-A-N-A-K-A. Janaka. A very simple. The famous king and philosopher of the Upanishads. Janaka. Janaka. So that here, it becomes what? I am mine, which is the beginning, the origin of the idea of Atman, Brahman. Now, that is, what is Atman? A-T-M-A-N. Repeat. Atman. Very simple, yes. Atman, ladies and gentlemen, is a reflexive pronominal form of from I. In the Vedic Sanskrit, that is, in English, it is self. I would prefer you to render Atman in the English as self. When I say, well, I myself, I think that, etc., yes, in Sanskrit, I, Atman. Self, simply self, and that term, self, having become a kind of synonymous with that which thinks, Atman of the Upanishads, Atman of, that is, Atman as that which remains the same, even if everything is ablaze, everything is burning, everything is perishing. Therefore, becoming what? Timeless and eternal. You cannot say Atman was or Atman will be or my Atman is being. No, because Atman is a dead which is timeless. But only 25 minutes ago I told you about duality of thinking, minding, and that which thinks. And as it were, mind. Yes? So, we are coming. Please ask your question.
Oh, when you say eternal, do you mean?
Oh, a very pertinent question, sir. B plus, yes, it is my very bad habit, yes. B plus, not yet A, or shall we say something between B plus and A minus, yes, okay. Now, the answer is not outside, not internally, but outside, absolutely right. Now, and that is the first conclusion, that Atman is that which is my thinking eternal answer my question. But you know, now I think, now I smoke while thinking, now I am smoking and not thinking, yes. Now I am reading the book, non-thinking, not thinking, very, it's very difficult. At the same time, yes, do something, and to think, you know that. And it appears you here with two totally different things. So it is a second step. The first was performed by us, well, half an hour ago. Now it is a second step. We are exactifying that dualism. So thinking, now there is thinking. In 1 second from now, I stop. Do not think continuously in eternity. Yes. More than that, in our own practical, empirical perception. Well, even in our practical and empirical perception, which is reflected in our language, English, that is, when I am thinking about injustice, I am a slave. Yes, I am, not me, no. When I'm thinking about injustice of the world, I think it is extremely funny that you think. Yes, no. So, again, now I think, now I don't think, now you think, now you don't think, so. But what remains? I remain. So the second step is I. In the sense of, it's not that which thinks. So we are separating that which thinks from thinking. More than that, the second step, we are together with the sages, rishis of the Upanishads, we are separating that which thinks from that. Yes. So the first. What the hell it does? What the hell it does? In the Vedic ritualistic ideology, every doing, every action is what? By definition, Atman does not think. What the hell it does? It does not think. It does not speak. But speaking is an action. More than that, here, remember it to the end of your day. In the Vedic vocabulary, thinking is a kind of act. Got it? It is very good. Speaking is another kind of act. And acting, that is, performing, sacrifice, is the third kind of acting. So that Atman does not think. It does. Not yet. Creating is active. No, it does not. I create. I am active. I am lecturing. I am eating. I am creating a very diverse kind of creation as mine. Yes, anyway. But that are coming to that second step. One of the main, or shall we say, the main function of Atman, we may say, the first is that it is, but it also not. Shall we stick to the Sanskrit? That is. That is. I may say that my ordinary I speak, I sleep, I lecture, but I don't know what. Because only Atman knows. And in actually Indian philosophy, to know means to know all. Remember it. Therefore, I in the sense of subject, first of all, of thinking, subject of perceiving, subject of seeing. I, that the things that, that feels, that eats, that drinks, that reads the books, yes. And that I does not that which has desire. Only real, shall we say, official function of Atman is knowledge. So Atman is eternal, or rather timeless. Atman is all-knowing, all-omniscient. Atman does not think. Atman does not feel. What is the relation of Atman then to the natural? I have already described it on my example. I feel, I eat, I think, but I do not know. But normal, supernatural thing. Like animals, like people, like women and men, but they do not know. They do think, they do speak, they do order us about, yes, but they do not know, as I do not know, only Atman knows. Is there, yes? Sorry.
No, you said that Atma was kind of a reflective form.
No, yes, it is used in Sanskrit as that, but then it is abstracted from its grammatical and in fact semantical meaning. It becomes an absolutely independent and self-sufficient self. What is time now?
9:51.
Oh yes, we have a lot of time, almost eternity before us, 9 minutes. Yes. Well, it is 10 to, I have to finish, or after.
It's 10 to.
Sorry?
10 to, so 1 minute ago.
Yes.
No.
But then, a very dangerous thing starts taking place. That Atman is the same in me, in you, I beg your pardon. Probably you is much better. Yes, in gods, in animals, in any sentient being. And what the hell it meant? What the hell it meant, not only philosophically, but also socially. But it meant, in that ancient Indian context, with kings, with priests, that in the sense of Atman, everything is the same. And that is why, now still, the last quotation today, another great sage of the Upanishads, Yajnavalkya, ironically complained, oh, very soon we will be left without food. Why is that so? Asked his pupil. Said, when? For the development of our knowledge, well, we have already realized that I have already realized, okay, it's better, that I am a death, that thou art death, the main formula of the Upanishad. So, in this respect, teacher and pupil, me and thou, yes, are the same. Atman is the same in everything, in a fly, in a prime minister, in Einstein, in Faraday, yes, Atman is the same. But whom are we fed by? By God, constant cooks, but primarily, you know? Animals, by cows. Not a single day, not a single repast, not a single meal without butter, not a single sacrifice without butter, ghee, yes, without milk, well, without sour milk, without curds, etc. So, the cows give us the food, the cooks and servants prepare and bring in the food, But now I have realized that I am a debt. Yes, I know. I am debt. What if the house would realize? Leave, of course. Leave and said to hell with the busy earth. And what about our cooks and servants? Oh, goodbye. Atman is the same in me, Master, and in you. What can we do about that? We will be left without food. Yes. The social structure of the whole society would start rumbling. Yes. Philosophically, it looked at but more than that, what about sacrifices? If Atman is the same in a cow, in a god, and in myself, why then would I sacrifice? Would I sacrifice rice and cakes, sacrificial cakes, and butter, and first of all, so on, to Indra, to Indra who is and in terms of Atman, the same as I. So, crumbles down not only the whole social system, but the whole religious sacrificial. That is why the sages, the religion of the sages of the Upanishads, they came, finally separated from the Vedic religion, which is, objectively speaking, negated by the of Atman, because the whole hierarchy of beings, yes, what falls down, yes, sorry, louder, yes, yes, see you the day after tomorrow, my office hours, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 to 1, thank you for your attention.